What a privilege. And I can tell you that my wife and I and our two children that are here feel that way. What a privilege to be with you all this weekend. And what a wonderful thing, as we have sung tonight, to be a channel. And that's what the Lord wants out of you and I, that we would be channels of blessing. That in fact, that those that are with us would not be occupied with the vessel, but they would be occupied with the message that you and I bring. What a wonderful thing that is. And there is a sister in the Word of God that her life exemplifies this song that we sang tonight, more about Jesus. That's what she knew. And we're going to talk tonight about some things that each one of us do in our Christian life. But I'm happy to say, although many brothers knew this, the Lord used a sister to exemplify and to bring this to light. I want you to turn first, because we're going to look at several scriptures, at Luke chapter 10. And I'm just going to emphasize one part of this account that you all here are all familiar with. I realize that. Maybe I'll read just a couple of verses. It says, Luke 10 and verse 38, "It came to pass as they went that they entered into a certain village. And a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet." I read that again. "She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word." More about Jesus I would know. More of his fullness, more of everything about him. Mary realized that. That it was essential in her life for the Lord here to learn more and more and more every day about him. You know, I was thinking as I was looking over verses and running verses through my mind that we live in a world where there are lots of discouraged people. There may be some here tonight. And Hebrews says to lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. And some of us may have some of those, you know. A bit discouraged about the way. This is the remedy. This is the remedy for discouragement in the life of a Christian. Mary knew that. The priorities in Mary's life. And that's a big problem for so many of us. Martha, we realize, was engaged in a service for the Lord. But somehow, as we often do, the scales kind of got tipped out of the way. And what Martha thought was most important was not most important. There was something that was most important. And dear young people, it's a choice. It is a choice for you and I as to what we're going to go in for. And what we're going to be occupied with. It says that Martha was cumbered about much serving. And she came to him and said, "Lord, dost thou not care? Don't you? Look at what's happening to me. My sister has left me to serve alone. Lord, I have an idea. This is what I want you to do." How many times do we go to him in that way? "Lord, I know what can fix this problem. I want you to bid her that she help me." Jesus answered and said unto her, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing," how important. You might have 100 things in your life. And I know as young people, there's lots of pressures. There's lots of voices that are calling, saying, "Come, spend your time here. Spend your time here. Spend time with me. I want to talk to you about this." One thing is needful. Have chosen. What a word. I say again, what an encouragement for the sisters here tonight. That the Lord has used a sister in Scripture to set before all of us that know him
that here was one that in her life, her priorities were well established, and she knew by the grace of God what was needful. Mary hath chosen that good part. Mark this next part. That the Lord says, Martha, it shall not be taken away from her. Mary sat still. She sat at Jesus' feet and heard His word. Now, you know, the wonderful thing about a conference is that it's a time when the Lord brings us together to reflect upon our own lives. Oftentimes we're apt to reflect upon the life of somebody else. Well, she's got a lot of problems, or he's got a lot of problems, or this or that or the other. But in the quietness of the evening tonight, you know, it's a good thing before the Lord to honestly evaluate in my life. Do I have time for Him? Do I have time to hear His voice? Am I sitting at His feet? And am I hearing His word? The Lord says, remember, it shall not be taken away from her. It is that good part. So the word sitting is a word that comes before me as I think of something which all of us do. Boys, girls, we all sit. Is there anybody here that's never had a crisis in your life? Some of you have had more than others of us have. But the time in His presence is the preparation for whatever is before me in my life. Turn to John 9. We'll look at the second time. John 11. John 11, we all know. You see, this is the wonderful thing. These aren't new things. And you know something, young people? When somebody brings you something new, you run from them. It's the things that we heard over and over. And we've said to you, Emil and I have said many times in John, God's word bears repetition. I can never hear it too much. I can never have it set before me too many times. And so we have this very familiar story of Lazarus and of the death of Lazarus. And I'm just thinking especially of verse 20. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met Him. But look at this. Mary sat still in the house. Isn't that lovely? This was the one that had learned that sitting at the feet of Jesus would be the means for the answers for everything in life that she came up against. And here came the time, the crisis, and Martha ran, and I'm not speaking against Martha, I'm just saying what a wonderful thing to see that Mary, at this time, she sat still. That's hard for some of us to do. It's harder if you're younger. But we always, with Christopher and Rebecca back there, sit still, kids. I wonder how many times they heard that in their life. Difficult to sit still, isn't it? But it's what the Lord says for you and I to do. To be still in His presence. And in this time of crisis, Mary sat still. What a place of safety. What a place of help and refuge. The realization as we had today that there are divine resources for you and I as Christians. But I'm not able to avail myself of those resources when I'm hurried up and bothered in all about this world. It's those who sat still in His presence. Now, the time finally came. We remember verse 28. When she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly saying, listen to this, the Master is come.